ABC Tropical North. Another special guest in the studio today is Warren Ebbett, the CEO of a non-listed real estate investment trust, Sentinel Property Group. And Warren's up here at the moment having a look at Caneland Central. In fact, Warren and I were just having a bit of a chat about why Mackay. You have great belief in Mackay as a destination, Warren.
We have over $1 billion invested Mackay North, Meech. We have 25, 30 properties in Mackay across everything from offices. We own the only cinemas here in Mackay. I developed Sydney Street Markets back 2005, 2006. We've started the last year or so we've been building some industrial sheds because there's almost no vacancy. As the mining equipment machinery gets bigger and bigger, the old buildings don't work. So we've worked with TF Woolham, built a few big sheds. We're right across the spectrum here. We own a unit just down in River Street mm-hmm. that we use. We would be one of the largest investors, and once we settle Caneland, I think we'd be without doubt the largest investor in Mackay.
That's the trip today, is having a look at Caneland. So what tickles your fancy about Caneland?
We settled a very large shopping centre in Darwin on the 31st of March, Casuarina Square, which is the largest single property transaction ever, north of Brisbane, at $418 million. Mm-hmm. And as you get into the retail, I suppose a lot of people have travelled to Asia. You get over there and you see, geez, look at all these Asians in these shopping centres all the time. And then once you really start analysing it, when you get into the hot, humid climates, what else do you do? particularly on a Saturday, and more so Darwin than Mackay, because I know Mackay, even on the hottest day, if you get in the shade, you get a nice breeze. That's sure. Pretty good. Mm. But what do you do? You want to go to a big shopping centre. Our one in Darwin's 5 hectares under roof, Caneland 6 hectares, and they're dominant. Replacement cost of Caneland Shopping Centre is in the order of $600 to $700 million. I can't say what we're paying for it, but it's less than half.
Righto. What about that? That's amazing. So the whole lot, and I guess one of the reasons I was very interested to speak to you is there's all sorts of deals that Canelands have got. One of the big ones is the Mackay Women's Centre, and they've given them some area there at Caneland. So with the swap over and a new deal and a new contract, is that something that you would look at maintaining?
Meech, we're very community involved because if something goes wrong, all of the investors that have my phone number, I don't know how many interviews you've done with the previous owners with Lendlease. I'd hesitate to say none.
Mm-hmm.
So we get involved with community, and I'm not ashamed to say we're in business to make money.
Mm, sure.
And the only way you can do that is by delivering what the locals want.
Mm.
And whether that's community space, the right sort of retailers, we certainly intend to keep all the staff. So I have a meeting with the mayor this morning. We're very much keen on doing. We need more people there. Whatever it is to get people to come to the shopping centre, that's what we'll do.
All right. And is it something that you'd look at where you buy it with an intention to flip it down the track, or it's your groups and you're there to develop it and make it bigger and better?
I don't think we'd ever want to sell an asset like this. When you go through life, Meech, I think people look at, what would they like to own forever for generations? Well, if you're not going to own Canelands, and it's particularly what we're buying it at, which is a fraction of replacement cost, why would you ever sell it? You cannot duplicate it. Where can you get 15 hectares of land in the heart of Mackay?
Mm.
Now, to get 15 hectares, you've got to go out. Well, then you're not in the centre, so it doesn't serve the purpose. So we're looking at what residential we can put on there as far as hotel accommodation, some of that, and just really make it more of a town centre.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And it lends itself to all these sorts of ideas, particularly using technology that we're seeing used overseas and whatnot, where, look, I can remember a place in Lyon where the hospital owned the shopping centre. The bottom 5 stories was the shopping centre. The top 20 stories was the hospital. I thought, well, that's absolutely brilliant.
I have a meeting with the mayor this morning, so I suppose I have to be a bit careful that they don't knock things back that we haven't even asked for yet.
Sure.
But you have a Myer store there of 15,000 square metres. And I think it's no secret to most people that the Myers and David Jones concept just doesn't work at the moment. When you look at what they turn over per square metre is about 10% of what JB Hi-Fi do.
Wow.
Now, you have so many specialty, retail isn't dead. People think retail. Retail isn't dead. Bad retailers are dead.
Uh-huh.
So what you've got to do is get better uses. So when you have 2 floors in Myer, each of about 8,000 square metres, we'd certainly, well, we've got to work with Myer because they have a lease till 2032.
Mm.
But what other uses can we get in there now for a shopping centre of 60,000 square metres? There's no sporting store there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is nowhere for men to buy their sports clothes. Like just some up in Darwin, we have a Mecca Cosmetics. Now, if Mecca Cosmetics will go to Darwin, why the hell wouldn't they come to Mackay? Like it just doesn't make sense. Most of these big companies, well, all the big companies, they're based in Sydney and Melbourne.
Mm.
And if it's not happening in Sydney and Melbourne, then they don't care. Now, I can say that because Lendlease surely isn't listening to this. but we are, as I say, our company, we have over $1 billion invested in North, and we'll just keep putting better and better tenants in here.
Warren, don't be a stranger. Let's chat again. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much for giving me some time. Thanks, Meech. Wow. Bye.
Warren Ebbett there from Sentinel Property Group. It's just gone 9 o'clock.